Ramble.
Hallo, I am Fluderborg, and this is now a ticky-tocky-ticky, a boom time!
Ticky-tocky, ticky-tocky, what time is it? Ticky-tocky, ticky-tocky, what time is it?
Boom time!
Oh, hello everyone, and welcome to another most tasty yum-yum episode of Boom Time. I'm your host Fluderborg, sitting on a very long couch. And next to me, in a catty-corner way, is the director of Boom Time, Alex Simmons. How are you, Alex?
I'm very good. It is a very long couch, and it's just you on there.
I know. There could be three other Flulas just here speaking with me like the Four Stooges, but it's just me, Alex.
How great would that be?
I don't know, actually. It would be very chaotic.
Cloned Flulas, that could be interesting.
Like multiplicity with the man who was in the Beetlejuice's film. And then, do you remember this?
Yeah, that's Michael Douglas.
Yeah, Michael Douglas was in it, and he was in that film with Black Rain. He's like riding the motorcycle. And then he says, like, I'm going to just clone myself. And then there's like four Michael Douglases.
Do you know that Michael Keaton's real name is Michael Douglas?
What?
Yeah.
Who's Michael Keaton?
Michael Douglas.
What? Michael Keaton is Michael Douglas?
So Michael Keaton,
yeah,
his real name is Michael Douglas.
Okay.
But Michael Douglas already existed when he started acting. So he's like, oh, I got to be someone else.
So he cloned himself. Perfect.
Yeah. And the second version of himself was Michael Keaton. So he killed the original. And so then Michael Douglas was gone. And Michael Keaton stayed on and did Batman.
Michael Keaton killed Michael Douglas, became Batman, cloned himself for another movie about clones. It's really cool.
Yeah.
I love Hollywood inside scoops, you know? Anyway.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Alex.
Yep.
Did you know that what...
You know what? That's what they call a smooth segue in the biz. What we just did—it was very smooth. Are you going to talk? I'm going to talk. You're going to talk. Okay. You're going to talk. I thought. Now you're going to talk. Okay. Now you can talk.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
You go.
And you. Okay.
Hi.
Okay. For real. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
For real. Who's talking now?
Okay. I'm like. Now you're. Okay. You're just.
No. You.
Okay.
Okay.
Alex, the reason this is happening is you're watching my mouth and then you are speaking right when I'm doing it.
I'm trying to talk right after you talk.
So
I'm trying to talk right after you talk.
Alex, this is people are not, they're not going to subscribe to Boom Time if we just do this the whole time.
Won't they?
I don't know. Hey, today, do you know what we're speaking about?
I don't, tell me.
Has the internet made our lives more better or not more better?
Has the internet made our lives more better or not more better?
That's correct.
That's a very interesting topic.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's why we chose this. We did choose this, right? Or did someone from the internet tell us this?
Probably. And we also did a poll asking our loyal listeners what they thought, and we'll reveal.
Sorry, I've connected Alex to my turntables. So, Alex, we will what?
Yeah, we'll reveal the results of those answers later.
We shall.
Boom time!
Now it's time for a little segment we like to call German-ish with Flula and Alex.
Deutsch, German-ish. What? Deutsch, German-ish. What?
Is it German, perhaps? I don't know.
Let's see.
It's not.
Oh, okay. Next segment.
So here's what happens on Germanish with Flula and Alex.
Please tell me.
We haven't played this for a while.
Oh, it's the mumbles game.
Yeah. You call it the mumbles game.
Well, yeah.
How do you say mumbles in German?
Murmeln.
Murmeln?
No, Murmeln. Not like the, here's my book and my name tag.
Yeah.
No, Murmeln.
That sounds exactly like Mormon.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh.
What are you saying?
Murmeln. Murmeln. Mormon is...
Say what you're saying and then the religion back to back.
Mormon. No, Mulman, Mormon.
Does it have an L?
What?
Mulman. With an L?
Yeah.
And not an R?
No.
Okay. So Mormon.
No, Mul.
Mulman.
Mulman, Mormon.
Mulman, Mormon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did we just play the game?
So let's play the Mulman game.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So what happens in the Mulman game is that I say a phrase that sounds kind of like German to me. You translate it into its closest English equivalent.
Is it German, perhaps? I don't know.
Today's phrase is
Recklingsteigst von Splüchtingsteigst. Bonk.
Reichlingstadt van Reichlingstadt van Pfannkuchenkoch. Which I would say is like a tiny rich city likes to cook those pancakes.
A tiny rich city likes to cook those pancakes.
You gave me something difficult at the end. First, it sounded like a German seizure, and then you just gave me bonk.
Well, the best part of this is I never can repeat what I said, so I have no idea what I said.
Same, yeah, I forgot.
Great.
That was fun.
Is it German, perhaps?
Deutsch dance.
The Mormon game.
Yeah, the Mormon game.
I think more importantly, I learned what the word for mumble in German was today.
Mormon. Mormon.
Now you're just saying Mormon again.
No, Alex. Mormon.
Great.
Mormon.
Time!
Hey, guys. If you do not do it already, hey, maybe hang out with us on Instagram at BoomTimeShow. One word, no spaces or dots.
One word, no spaces or dots.
Yeah. So we have our poll. And what did people say when they say, has the internet improved themselves or not improved themselves?
The answer was 60% of our listeners said that the internet improved their lives.
Improved their lives.
40% made it worse.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, when you answered your own poll, what did you say?
So it's funny because I saw that poll when I was on my own Instagram channel, you know, and I saw that the Boomtime feed had posted that, and I didn't know what to answer because I feel pretty strongly 50%. There's like all new technologies, there's a little bit of good and a little bit of bad. And I think there are things for me that the internet has definitely made my life worse, and there are things that have made it astronomically better. So it's really hard to tell. It's really hard to answer that.
So you're saying things are improved a lot and things are also more terrible a lot.
Yeah, kind of, right?
So the average is still zero, but everything is much worse and also much better.
Yeah, it's like a famous pitcher Dizzy Dean once said.
Oh man, me and Dizzy, we go so back way.
He said it's hard to trust statistics because statistically, if I put one foot in a pot of boiling water,
which is everyone does this third inning, that's what everyone does,
and the other foot in a bucket of ice water, theoretically I should be perfectly comfortable.
No, that's a terrible statistic. Dizzy Dean was not a scientist, and well, also I'm going to say he was an idiot.
But I think he was, that's the point he was trying to prove.
Is he an idiot?
No, that statistics can be misleading.
I would say bad statistics are misleading. Good statistics tell you nice things about life and improve yourself.
Math guy here.
Hmm?
Math guy here.
Okay.
Flula has a degree in math, and so you enjoy statistics more than the average man, I think.
I don't know. Who knows what degrees I have? And I'll tell you, sometimes it's under my armpits. Degree, not a sponsor of Boomtime. Do you know it? It's a deodorant for your pits?
Yeah. Got it.
Okay.
We got that.
Got it.
Okay.
No, I don't think this is a terrible statistic.
I know, again, that was the point, I think.
We've accomplished this. But anyway, so to come back to it, you feel it is all, it's everything is now the same. Everything is worse and more terrible, so you feel the same as you did before the internet was a thing.
So what? I feel the worse and the same because the internet, I'm sorry, I'm truly trying to understand what you just said.
Yeah, so you said everything is worse, but also everything is better.
Yeah, I'm saying that the internet and all our connectivity has brought on good things and bad things.
I think it's worse.
Life is worse because of the internet.
Absolutely.
Huh. Yeah. Why? How come?
I've created a pros and cons list. And
yeah.
I will say it to you.
Please.
Right after this message.
Boomtime!
It's time to give a shouting out for our wonderful longtime sponsor, Wix.com, supporter of Boomtime with Flula. With Wix, you can create your very own professional what, Alex?
A website.
That's correct. You can select a template that you love or are enamored with and customize it by adding your own text, images, and what else?
Probably video.
Alex, yes. Two for two. With hundreds of intuitive design features, you can tell your story exactly the way who wants, Alex.
I.
That's right. Exactly the way I want. Want even more for your website? Guess what? You can start a blog. You can create an event. You can even sell things. Some people call that a what?
shop.
Mm-hmm. Or store, you know, is your option. Share everything in a click on social media and drive toot toot beep beep even more traffic using their wonderful SEO tools to get found on Googly.
SEO.
Hmm?
SEO.
Okay. Wix has all the tools you need to create the exact website you want. You can even create a beautiful website as you listen to Boom Time with Flula, hosted by Flula Borg, directed by Alex Simones.
Yes.
Over 140 million people have selected Wix to create their own website. So maybe, I don't know, create yours yesterday or today, I would say. But don't wait till tomorrow. Get started now by going to Wix.com. That's Wix.com/boomtime and receive 10% off of your website. Alex, are you going to jump on this deal immediately?
I already have.
Oh, look at you, early bird getting wormies. Wix.com, Wix.com/boomtime.
Back to boom time.
Yeah.
Time.
Can we just pause for a second? I just want to say hi to Kristen, Kevin, and Evan, who are always here with us.
Yes. Hello, everyone.
Hey.
We have, we'll just say first names for privacy purposes.
For privacy purposes.
Yeah, Kristen, our wonderful producer, Kevin, our wonderful audio engineer and editor, and Evan, our delicious video man of all the things.
Were you chewing on Evan's calf again? Because I told you not to do that. And I don't think he appreciates it.
He has not said anything. So it's his job to say, stop chewing on my calf. Then I will stop.
Because at least work on both calves. His left calf is looking a little emaciated.
Because I chewed on it last week. I alternate. It's like Dizzy Dean says. If you chew on one calf for 1 week and chew on the other calf for another week, calves are here.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's in the fame hall, so he knows what he's doing.
And so you were saying that the pros and cons for you of the internet.
Yeah.
Flula just, I said that. He picked up a notebook as though he was about to read it. And then I looked at him for him to read it. And he set it down like, why are you looking at me?
I'm trying to break the, you know, some people like break the cycle. We are speaking over each other. So I'm like, I'm going to pause. It's like...
Okay.
Nice to see the game. I know the game now. I feel the game.
Please go ahead.
So, number one, the answer your question was, are things better or worse for the internet? I tell you, it's not about the internet. It's about the things that the internet has also birthed from its canal of weird technologies.
Yes.
Number one, social media.
Yes.
Social media is, I think, terrible. Of course, I know we rely on this very much for our show, Boom Time, now available on Instagram for enjoying and seeing.
And your entire career is, in large part, thanks to people originally finding you on social media.
This is correct.
But what it does to our brains, I think is what you're about to say, is sometimes not great.
I will tell you, social media is like a very tasty biscuit from Bojangles. Have you been to Bojangles?
I never have.
Bojangles is a nice restaurant chain in like the southeast of America.
Yes.
Like you can go to North Kakalaka and perhaps South Kakalaka, I don't know. That's slang for Carolina, Alex. If you go to North Kakalaka, you can go to a Bojangles, whose, I will tell you, the motto of Bojangles is, quote, got a lot of flavor, y'all. And it is true, because the country ham biscuit.
Is this still the motto?
Got a lot of flavor, y'all?
And it is true because the country ham... I wasn't sure where the end quote was.
Oh, sorry. So Bojangles, do you know the quote, Alex?
No, tell me.
It's, quote, got a lot of flavor, y'all, unquote. And also they have a nice ham biscuit.
Gotcha.
The biscuit is delicious, but do you know what is not a good idea?
Tell me.
42 ham biscuits in one breakfast. 42 biscuits.
Is that one of the options? I'll take a number one. It's 42 ham biscuits. Yes, that's what I said.
You would say, I would like 42 number ones.
Oh, it's not. A number one isn't 42 ham biscuits?
I've not checked the specials in many months at Bojangles.
That's a number two.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you order 42 number ones or one number two, which is 42 biscuits.
Right.
You will expire. You will have cardiovascular diseases immediately.
Too much of a good thing, is what you're saying.
But if you only have one biscuit every, 27 hours,
right.
You're probably feeling great.
Right. So I think what you're saying is that social media is the same way. You know, 5 minutes on Instagram a day would be fine.
Exactly.
But 2 hours on Instagram, 3 hours on Instagram, not fine. Not helpful for your brain.
I have looked at something, Alex. Do you know, so we are in Los Angeles many hours of the day.
I knew that.
Okay, good. Number one, so far so good on the test. Number two, on the streets of the pavement, there is a tattoo now. No, scheiße, wie sagt man das?
On the streets of the pavement, there is a tattoo
now.
Yeah, got it.
What is a street tattoo called?
A street tattoo?
It's like, oh, I'm a street, I need another tat. You know, like,
and then a street tattoo?
What are those called?
A street tattoo?
Yeah. Yeah, like on the pavement. It's like, oh, look at this. It's another tattoo on the street.
A
Who
street
did it?
Tattoo?
But what do you call this?
What are you possibly talking about? A street tattoo?
A street, you know, like you're walking on the street.
Graffiti.
Like, oh, yeah, graffiti.
A stencil.
Yeah.
Or like a stencil graffiti.
Street tattoo.
That's actually a better name for it.
Thank you.
A street tattoo.
Yeah, street tat.
A street tat.
Yeah. So
street
tat. A street tat.
A street at.
What?
A street
well, now
at.
That's, okay, so this is when the...
Well, you could just combine them, a street at.
But then it's like, but then you could say, but how about the...
Well, that, I wouldn't know what you're talking about at that point.
But I don't know what a street at is.
A street at.
Street at?
Well, you're combining street and tat, street at.
Street at sounds like half of an email address. Hey, what's your problem? Contact street at.
Streettattoo.com.
Oxy. This is missing.
Okay, so you're walking down the street,
and I saw,
on the pavement you saw a street tat.
Or a, as you like to say.
Yeah. I don't, well, you said it. I didn't say it.
You're right.
Yeah.
So I saw a street tattoo. And a street tattoo is a man. I assume it is a man. His genitals are not exposed. It could be...
You assumed it was a man because his genitals weren't exposed. Got it?
Yeah.
Go on.
And it is a tattoo of a man who's just looking down at his phone. And,
right.
And he's like... Yeah, I mean, there's no sound bubble, but you know his face sound. It's just like... You know, he's just looking at the phone.
Yeah.
And these are everywhere in Los Angeles. And the street tattoo person who made this is always doing it in all the locations where humans are just doing this.
Yeah.
But this is... Oh, sorry. That has a medical... There's a medical condition for this. It is called text neck.
Right. Our bodies are now changing because of the way we're holding phones and looking down all the time. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone is neck texting.
We've all become the humans in WALL-E, going around in the little cars with our milkshakes staring at the computer monitors. Wasn't that WALL-E?
WALL-E right? Has milkshake, like keyless, like the boys to the yard?
Why? Well, I don't know if Kellis had anything to do with WALL-E, but do you remember WALL-E?
Why are you saying it like the WALL-E?
Because it's
are
like WALL-E. Little...
Oh, yeah, WALL-E.
Yeah. All the humans in that were just like going around in these little carts, staring at their phones, drinking like milkshakes, and they just like were completely like brain dead zombies.
And they were large. They were like not even human shape. They were shaped like a plastic bag filled with like, I don't know, whipped cream.
Yeah, like a pear-shaped trash bag full of whipped cream is what we were, that's where we're headed.
That's what the aliens will say. What have you found on this new planet? Pear-shaped trash bags.
You know what I always think about?
What?
There was a viral clip a few years ago of a woman walking in a shopping mall looking at her phone. And there happened to be a low-lying fountain just in front of her. And she just nosedived straight. Her shin hit the fountain and she went straight into the fountain.
Directly in.
And we all laughed at her, but that's all of us. Like, that could have happened to all of us. And now, you walk through a mall now, or a parking lot, or anywhere, and 7 to 10 people will just walk into you because they're looking at their phones.
It is, as you have said, I like statistics.
Yeah.
I like to make a walk around a body of water, and as I'm doing it, there is a majority of the peoples are using the phone.
Yeah.
They are, and not like under, it's, oh, I've now, new thing now for me in the last fortnight, not a sponsor, is people that are on the phone and then they are video talking to another person on the phone as they are, little, you know, making their little Volksmarsch around the, this is very weird to me.
It's weird.
It is all like, we are just, you are, our surroundings, who cares about surroundings? Just let me speak to the other whipped cream bag filled person. And then.
Yeah. I think it's really hard to limit yourself to internet exposure these days, right? Like just, it's like candy or fattening foods. A little bit's fine, but it's really, really hard to have just a little bit.
Do you know what I do?
Tell me.
I'm using timers all the time, Alex.
Yeah.
Timers for all my activities.
Do you have a timer for a timer to make sure you're not using too many timers?
That's my brain. When I fall asleep, the timer is off and on.
So the time of the timer is just my brain.
Tell me more.
So like when I go to sleep, that's when the time is like boop, 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 time for naps, Flula. You know, and then when I wake up, it's like, oh, the timer's on. Welcome to your day, Flula. I don't need the, what's the name, Hermione, or who was it? Joaquin Johansson, who was in the film with Joaquin in the, I'm like, I have a phone. I love you. And look at me.
Spike
Let's
Jones.
Make laughing.
That's her by Spike mm-hmm. Jones. Yes, Joaquin Johansson was the name of Joaquin. The personal app.
I don't need this person or lady or place or thing. You wake up and then you are ready for the day. But then the timers, Alex. This is what is nice. If I did not have a smartphone, I would have the tomato that you make a twisting of. You go to 60 and then you go back to the time that you really like.
An egg timer.
What?
It's called an egg timer.
No, it's a tomato.
What? Okay, go ahead.
But what?
So an egg timer is what you're talking about. And I think it has that name because often people use it to time boiling their eggs or something like that.
But it's a tomato.
Right. But the tomato doesn't dictate that everything you're cooking has to be a tomato.
Oh, look at you talking about the personality of tomatoes. What do you know about vegetables? Tomatoes don't dictate time. Celery, I don't know.
And your point was?
Yeah, so if I did not have a telephone, I would bring my tomato with me.
Yeah.
So then I can time things because that is what I like. So for example, before the show, I was like, oh, I need a pros and cons list for our very fun episode of Boom Time with Flula Borg, directed by Alex Simmons.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
And so I said, okay, 7 minutes to make a pros and cons list. And then then I will do it.
Right.
Because if I do not do this, then I have a phone with 5 million things that may make a distraction of my brain. And then I'm screwed like the pooches.
Yeah. So just make a timer, limit yourself is what you're saying. That's Flula's piece of advice for limiting overexposure of the internet age. Have a tomato. Turn it on. Seven minutes. That's all you need.
Turn on your tomato. Don't your tomato. If it tries to tell eggs what to do, you say, "Step off, tomato. This is not your place."
Okay. As an addendum to that,
yeah.
If your tomato timer tries to tell eggs what to do, you say, "Step off, tomato.
Step off, mater.
Don't even talk to my eggs."
Yeah.
You want to talk to eggs? You got to talk to me
first. You talk to me first. I'm the go-between here.
Yeah.
I'm the mediator.
You're gonna over easy medium. That goes through me.
You speak to me first, tomato.
Yeah.
You slow down. What, you're going to be a sauce now? I will turn you into a sauce if you just go and tell the egg how to boil. Hard boiled. Have you seen this film?
Oh, the Hong Kong movie?
Chow Yun-Fat.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Oh, Crouching Tiger, Hidden. Watch it. It's so good.
Like every action movie made in America in the last 20 years has ripped that movie off.
So hard.
Yeah, hard boiled.
Oh, bringing it back to the tomato. So that's what I like to use my phone for, Alex.
Fruit or vegetable?
It's a tomato?
Yeah.
It's a fruit. No, a vegetable.
It's a fruit.
What? No, it's a vegetable.
It's a fruit.
Okay, ask a baby. What is it?
They wouldn't be able to talk.
See? Vegetable.
Footnote. That's a footnote.
Great.
Okay. So, yeah, that's it. So I think...
Would you like my post?
Oh. You still haven't read them yet.
No. Would you want some pros?
I do want them.
Okay. Here's some pros of the internet. And when I say internet, I do include things like the mobile internet, which is a cell phone that is in your face, and also social media and things. Number one, convenience. You know, do you remember in the olden times when you were in the playground and you were ready for mama to come to grab you and feed to you that delicious dessert, tomatoes?
Yes.
But then you were ready to go and she was not there. What would you do without phone? You would sit there and stare at the seesaw and stare at Linda and all of the other peoples.
But yeah, no, I mean, what I do remember is what used to happen on more than one occasion is you would, you know, pre-cell phone, you'd set a time to meet a friend. Like, we're going to have a drink at this time at this bar.
Yeah.
You'd show up and they just weren't there.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, okay, maybe they're 5 minutes late.
Where are you, Justin?
10 minutes. No, maybe they're 20 minutes late. And then it's like, okay, 45 minutes, they're not coming. And then like later that day, you'd get home and there'd be a message like, hey, I can't come because I got sick and had to go to the hospital or something.
Yeah.
That happened all the time.
Always.
Yeah.
I once went to a theater with my old friend. He was not like old.
It was a theater.
Yeah.
So like it was the old Globe in London.
Yeah. It was just us and the board of Avon was there. Mm-hmm. And we were just hanging out, sort of Anyway, so my friend, oh, sweet Mary, mm-hmm. I went to go see this is when I was a young boy. You know, I was in America hanging out with exchange. My parents are teachers. And so in the summer times, they had freedom, you know, not like...
It's freedom.
It's not like the steel curtain or something. Like,
they would be released from the chains every June 1st for 38 fortnights.
That, I know it sounds bad, but it's not true. We were normal freedom. It was we were in West Germany, so very easy.
And Germany, this is one of the best things about Germany, is you have 6 weeks required vacation.
Yes, mandatory fun.
Your phone, your computer are turned off.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to go have fun for 6 weeks.
Throw it in the Elbe.
And I think it's true that Germans are working harder because of that vacation. In the end, you get more done if you take a little time off.
I mean, this is, of course, a segue, but I will tell to you, when I see people, it's like, oh, I work 80 hours in the week. No, you do not. You do not work. I know for sure there are 12 hours where you're staring at like a moth or something, or like just like playing, I don't know, what's it called? Bumble Trinkle with the jewels, you know, or something. Your brain cannot do this. A human brain cannot do these things unless you are using snorty drugs.
Yeah, I agree. And so we were... Yeah, talking about something.
Maybe. Yeah, so this is what it was.
Okay.
Logistics. I was watching Star Wars Episode 1, Return of the Clonies or whatever with Jar Jar Bing Bing. And so this was in the summer. I had an American friend. We are in Maryland. We are driving around and my parents are like, we're in Odenton, Maryland. We're going to force to you to have some friends here in Odenton. So I made some friends in the playground, and then they said, great. And then the parents are speaking, and they say, wonderful, we will go to bring our children to watch Star Wars together, okay? This is the first weekending of the Star Wars film that is coming out. So as you know, in America, in the theater, there's a movie that is like every 18 minutes, the movie is playing, right? It's like playing on four screens, you know, at 8:05, and then 8:22, and then 9:11, you know, blah, blah, blah. Are you following?
Yeah, like a megaplex. They've got multiple screenings of these hot new movies.
Hot new movies.
Got it.
Yeah. So with this one, we both go to the theater and the boy that my new friend had arrived early. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh, cool. I will find this person, you know. So I go into the theater and it is dark because of the trailings. And I look around. I cannot find my friend, my new friend. So I sit by myself in a very weird location in this theater. And then the movie goes and the clones are there and Jar Jar is being Bing Bing and all those things. And then it is over and the lights are up. My friend is not there. He was not in the theater. He was in a different theater. We watched the movie apart and I finished 18 minutes after him because of our slotted start times. And we did not have smartphones. So I could not say, hey, bro, where are you at? ? Lols.
Right. So this story is here to illustrate that with phones, something so horrific never would have happened.
We are so on the same page right now.
Okay, good. Yeah, that sounded traumatic.
It was not. It was just silly. Yeah. I was just saying like...
Logistics were better.
Logistics are better.
Are better now.
Great.
Oh, that's item one.
item one. Item two, are you prepared?
Okay, how many are there again?
I have 17. We will not get to them. Okay. Yeah. Debates.
Debates are... This is a con.
I don't know. Is it a con?
Well, I think in the internet age, a lot of people think this. Everyone's got a voice now. Everyone's voice is just as important. And so everyone's like, get to say their little thing with no consequences. You can just have your opinion... Be anonymous. Don't have to stand up for your opinion. You back off.
Back off.
You say this little thing online and you can just like empowered to say your little thing. There was a great South Park about Yelpers and how they all think they're restaurant critics.
Oh, they are the highest, most valuable.
Yeah, I am. Oh, excuse me. I'm a Yelper. Could you give me my seat, please?
Yeah. No is the answer to you.
Yeah.
Your burrito will come.
That said, we love your internet comments. Please rate us on Instagram and iTunes and all these places.
Are we biting the hand that comments at us at the moment?
Look, it's like there's good and bad. And
ugly.
Yeah. Right. it's fun. You know, like 99.9% of the comments and ratings and the feedback that we've gotten on Boom Time is super positive, super helpful.
That's because I delete all the negative things before you read them.
Well, I've read at least 0.1% are super negative, and there's just a, I think my theory is there's just a certain amount of people out there, and luckily it's pretty small relatively, of just people who want to be negative and want to be angry and just want to be upset.
These are two groups in my, of my, of these are two arguments. So number one, I was saying, with, yeah. Well, actually, yeah. So what I was saying was are debates.
But you were about to say that debates are better now.
Well, debates are done. It's like, what? How many Shaquille O'Neal shoes did Imelda Marcos purchase?
What? Is a tomato a fruit or a vegetable?
Yeah, these are things.
If only there was a way for us to look that up later.
It's now we just always are knowing the answers because we can Google it using our SEO tools and we can find these things.
But here's something I don't like, is if you're having a conversation with someone and Jamie Lee Curtis comes up and they say,
oh. True lies. Oh, that seductress scene.
Move, bed, I'll take off your shoes. Right. Now take off your hat.
And someone's like, True Lies, that was her sixth movie. And so I'm like, it was her eighth movie. And like, oh, wait, let's all pause our human interaction for the next 5 minutes to stare at our phones, to go look that up. And I think having the right answer isn't worth not being able to continue to conversate like a human being.
Oh, man, conversate is a nice word, Alex.
Yeah.
I like it.
Right.
I feel like it's in a lot of hip-hop songs.
Should we look up what it means?
Can I conversate with you a little bit? Oh. I'm here in my little bitty automobile. Bitty-doody-bada.
How would that sound, maybe?
Oh, that song? Yeah.
Sure.
Hey, baby, can we conversate? I say. 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 Hey, baby, can we conversate? I say.
I was standing on the road, I was talking to you, and then you pull out a cell phone and I say, ooh, ooh, because.
Hey, baby, can we conversate? I say. Hey, baby, can we conversate?
I want to have a little talkie with you, but your neck, it's all down there, you're gonna break that, don't wreck it, yo.
Hey, baby, can we conversate? I say. Hey, baby, can we conversate? I say.
What's that sassy deep voice I hear in the background?
Hey, baby,
can we conversate?
Hey, baby,
can we conversate?
Yes, I got it. I feel like, you know, when there's like the gopher, you know, like in the field, you're like, where's the gopher? Where's the gopher? And then I try to find it.
Hey, baby, can we conversate?
I found it. I found the gopher.
Okay, so we're on item
outrage.
Two.
You are speaking about,
right, that
we
was
started this debate, but yep. The outrage, everyone is now, what I hate is in the news, they're like, oh boy, the internet is so angry today. Pause it. You know who is angry? Three peoples. Three peoples who wrote a tweety.
Oh,
and they're always
God.
Like, oh man, well guess what? 55 underscore pussy pay says, who cares? I don't care what 55 underscore pussy pay says.
Well, the problem is the news is so desperate for conflict. And so they create these conflicts out of these nothing tweets just to have something to say that there's a conflict. But it's nothing. It's air. And that was actually one of my New Year's resolutions, was to ignore that kind of stuff. When the news is like, you know, Donald Flubflop tweeted this thing that's like going to make us all angry. It's just noise. It doesn't mean anything. It's just the news then feeding that to create this conflict and something that we're all going to care about. But it's just nothing.
We are so simple, the humans. Like, if I threw a brownie at your face, what would you do?
Oh, I would eat it.
You'd eat it. Yeah. What if I threw a brownie that is on fire at your face?
I'd probably try to eat it. I really love brownies.
Yeah, okay, so cool. Okay, so try another thing. Okay, what if I threw a live cheetah at your face?
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
Yeah, what would you do?
I'd just run.
Yeah, see, this is how humans will work. In 5,000 years, if I threw a cheetah at your face in 5,000 years from now, like your great-great-grandson, if I was like, hey, Alex the 54th, here's a cheetah, what will he do?
Well, probably just like turn on the Matrix and he'll zap over to something and just, you know, wreak reconfigure his ions or something.
Good point. What if he's left his ion reconfiguration suit at home and he's just outside?
Oh, he'll also run.
He's also run. Exactly. Okay. So humans have not changed. Now, all we know is technology is like, oh, humans, if you show them a bright light in a big city, they stare at it immediately. That's all we need to do. So let us create a machine that just makes a beep and a bop and shows you some nudity or an explosions, and then I have to watch it. We are so simple. We are not more complex.
They call that a dopamine squirt.
Oh, what? That sounds naughty.
It's just, you see those little things and you just get a little hit of dopamine.
A squirt?
I know, gross, Alex. Right? It's awful. But that's what it is.
You are a man who does not like the word toot or fart or snot. And you just said dopamine squirt.
Yeah, and I hate it. But I hate it because of squirt is a horrible word. And I also hate it because it's like something that we all just are so thirsty for. I hate it because it's so true.
I have seen something that you have done, Alex, that I admire.
Oh, great. Please tell me what it is.
You've deleted many of your social apps from the phone.
Yeah. But then now I've got them back. You know?
So don't sell that to the people. And sometimes I think you have taken your phone and made it black and white.
Yeah, no, I've tried these things, but yeah, occasionally, I don't have Facebook or Twitter on my phone, but Instagram is the one that I'll delete and then, you know, I just want it back. And so I have a new phone now. It takes like very good pictures. I very much like it.
Okay, humbling bragging over here. Slow down. What kind of phone?
Well, I don't take the pictures. The phone takes
it. Oh, the phone. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's an iPhone XR.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor, but I love this phone. And I love it too much because it takes too good of photos. And then I feel like I have to post them on Instagram.
Yeah.
And it's gotten me back into Instagram more than I really want to be. I want to be on Instagram 30 seconds to a minute and a half a day. And now I'm, you know, closer to 10 minutes a day.
Do you know how that sounds silly? That's like, oh, I can only bench press 4,000 pounds. If people knew that this is, they would be very, they are jealousy of you. Because that is a healthy number, let me tell you, says a man with a notebook.
Do you know there was a, did you watch Hard Knocks this year with the Browns?
Oh, the Browns are there. Baker Mayfield was there.
So one of the linebackers that got cut, he had this little speech he was giving to some of the other linebackers about
compound interest.
That same guy, but yeah. He was talking about how much time he spent on Instagram. And he was talking about, you know, you spend an hour a day on Instagram. It's not that much, like, but that's 7 hours a week, you know, about 30 hours a month, 360 hours a year. Like, how many days of your life is that you're just staring at the phone on Instagram? A lot.
Okay. But flippy sidey, sometimes sure. You just want to go and look at a dumb thing.
That's a really good counterpoint.
I mean,
sometimes you just want, and sometimes your brain needs to just turn off and look at a dumb thing.
When I was in university, I needed to pay for it with you know, currencies. And so I made these currencies with very dumb jobs, and they were the most favorite of my jobs. So in my university, there were many cafeterias, and the cafeterias were in different locations. And I said, please, can I be the mailman for the cafeterias? And they said, okay, sure. So then every day in the morning, I would ride on a woman's bicycle to all the cafeterias and give to all the employees the mails, their postals. And this was my most favorite part of all the days. I was just on my bicycle. It's not my bicycle. It was a lady's bicycle because my bicycle was stolen and I was borrowing my friend's bicycle anyways. And then I would just go beep, beep, bang, bang all around everywhere. And this was so fun because it was just dumb. Me, what's your name? Put it in the slot. What's your name? Put it in a slot. Doodly, 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 pedal, pedal.
Okay, what?
And was my Instagram. This was before Instagram. So instead of Instagram, I just got on a lady's bicycle and gave everyone their post. And that was wonderful, is what I'm saying. Perhaps this is this, someone needs their stupid post route for cafeterias, and that is their Instagram. Do you get it?
What number are we on?
I have many more.
Let's speed him up a little bit here.
Okay. Oh, so I'm trying to find a pro.
You have two more? Okay.
I have a pro.
Oh, two more. Good.
It is more, as you say, égalité, you know, everything here with the internet. As you said, yes, many of my jobs, my big jobs I've received have been because of something I just put on the phone and then made an upload. And then some man or woman said, hey, look at this, and then showed to another person. You know, it's like when there's a fire and everyone has a water bucket. Like, oh, give the bucket to another person. And then they take the bucket and they pour it on like a stove. that was what happened with the internet when I made a video. They just passed it, and then the fire was put out from... Does this make sense?
Yeah, you're talking about access and information and the ability for everyone to connect, and it levels the playing field, as we were saying.
Oh, thank you for translating.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so my next point is...
Hey, baby, can we conversate? I say
dance.
Final thoughts.
Final thoughts. If you had to recap, if you had to join a side, would you say yes to the pro-internet times, or let us go back to the times of 1951?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's made our lives overall better, but it's come with a lot of downsides too. But I think I think it's about 55% better, 45% worse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's what I think.
I want us to have an experiment that we give to each other in the next episode. We want to live like it's 1951. Technology. We should think about it.
Yeah.
What is one thing that we can do to each other? That sounds inappropriate, but something that is like, oh, like 1951, like perhaps you and I do not email each other. We just write letters and then we mail them and then we see what happens.
So for the next episode, we'll send each other letters?
I don't know. Let us think about it. Or hey, listeners, if you have ideas, if you can tell Alex and I how to go back in time a little bit with each other, please go to Instagram at BoomTimeShow or Twitter and tell us some tips.
Let's record the next episode on a phonograph.
Oh, I love this.
Great.
A lot. Actually, all we will do is Kevin will just add the...
Yeah.
Hey, Flora. Oh, welcome hello. To Boom Time.
Hello, Alexi. This is brought to you by Jackie Cracker.
Pomade is the number one men's product in Defeat the axis of evil by using extra pomade.
Cure cancer with these cigarettes. Thanks, Lucky Strike.
Yeah, so you wanted to move on to something.
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
Segway song.
Boom time, say oh.
Yeah.
Boom time, say oh.
Ha ha.
Great. Wow, that was a good Segway song.
Oh, I was. That was for Kevin.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
Okay. Flula.
Yeah, Alex.
I'm sorry that you have to leave here for a second because we've got a special guest, and there's only enough room on that couch for one guest.
I have to leave now.
You have to leave.
Oh, okay. Oh, oops. Yeah, guys. Sorry, I have my periodontist.
It's always the periodontist, yeah.
See you later.
Oh, here comes the special guest. Hello.
Hi.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome Cedric Henry.
Oh, hello, it's me, Cedric.
He's one of the world's greatest undersea explorers.
Oh, oui, sorry. I sound like this. I just swallowed a jellyfish.
He's known for being the human being who's gone the deepest into the ocean of all time.
Philosophically, of course.
Oh, just philosophically?
Yeah, Jacques Cousteau beat me many years ago.
Because in your book, you wrote that you had been 10,000 meters down into the ocean.
Well, unfortunately, leagues are bigger than meters, so Jacques beat me big time.
Hey.
Fuck you, Jacques.
That's funny. I thought you wouldn't have such animosity towards Jacques Cousteau.
Oh, both Jacques and Jules can suck these jewels, if you know what I mean, Alex.
I do know what you mean.
What's your name?
Alex, you just said it.
Somehow I knew it. I don't know.
What's your name?
Jean Vrivry.
It's Cedric Henry.
Henry.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm.
You also wrote in your book how 17 of your family members have been eaten by one giant squid. How does that feel?
You have not read my latest edition. It's 19, actually.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
It's fine. I have a deal with I have a gambling problem, Alex, and a bookie is a giant squid. And so every year when I don't pay my debts, I feed him a relative.
Huh. That's really harsh.
Yeah. I'm down to fifth cousins.
What are you gambling on?
Hmm?
What are you gambling on? You said you had a gambling
right
problem.
Right now it's pokerstores.net, not a sponsor of, what is this?
But this is a podcast called Boom Time with Flula Borg. Have you ever heard of him?
No.
He's really funny. He's a German guy.
Mm.
How do you feel about German guys?
Suck it. Oh, gosh. I just remembered my submarine is parked twice.
Oh, double parked?
What? Gotta go.
Oh, see you later, Cedric.
Bonjour.
I think, yeah, okay. Oh.
Bonjour.
Yep, yeah. Oh, bye. Bye. Hey, oh, Flula, welcome back.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, sorry. Just returned from my tooth meeting.
You just missed an incredibly exhilarating interview with one of the world's greatest oceanographers.
It's weird. It looked like just a trash bag filled with whipped cream walked by. Who?
He uses his phone a lot.
Ah.
Now.
Boom, 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 boom.
Boom time!
Hey, do you know what we're trying to do here on Boom Time, Alex?
I don't, we're clearly.
We're trying to hashtag grower the shower. You know what I mean?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm trying to start a new hashtag where everyone is like, oh, the show must grow, so let's grower the shower.
Uh-huh, tell me more.
Well, everyone should just hashtag grower the shower and tell their friends, and then they could subscribe. Is this how the internet works?
Grower the shower?
Yeah.
That's a lot of hashtag.
It's a lot of hashtag?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, then just grow a shower.
Grow a shower? Tell me, just... Yeah,
I just don't want to say like, oh, grow show, who cares? Let's make it sound fun, you know, like you want to grow the shower.
Grow the show would be very clean and concise and to the point.
But that's...
But let's make it less that, is
yes.
what you're saying.
Yeah, exact. Thank you, Alex. So let's hashtag grower the shower today. We're going to celebrate this by reading some comments from our wonderful supporters and listeners of Boomtime.
Yeah, we thought we'd like to open up the iTunes hood, see what sort of comments we've got on there.
Yeah.
Because we really, really appreciate having ratings and iTunes comments.
Hashtag grower the shower.
Hashtag grower the shower.
Listen, if you repeat it many times, I think you told me this, you like advertisements. If you hear it 7 times, you hate it. The 8th time, you're buying those Yeezys.
Well, I think that was like a Goebbels thing, really.
Oof.
Yeah. Propaganda,
like the hamster?
Propaganda is just repetition, I think is what he said.
You know about a speaking hamster?
Well, not that kind of Goebbels.
Okay, Mormon.
hold on. Okay. Let's read some comments here.
Okay, let's go. Oh.
Let's read some comments.
Okay. VT Jaybird says, in a world with so many stressors, I found that Flula Borg and Alex Simmons on Boomtime can always make me laugh. What a treat to have this weekly installment of joy and silliness. It's the best part of my commute. Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Why is it when you have a sentence that is commuted, but also a commute? So a commute is not nice. You sit in the automobile and the commute's like, oh, blah, blah. But if you have a sentence and like, hey, they commuted my sentence, you're free and can have all the Twinkies that you like.
It's a really good question.
Tag and Violet say, what a gem. Love the show. And
gem.
What?
Gem. I'm from the gem state, Idaho. Shout out.
Oh, it's not the gem state?
Pretty sure it's gem. It's a rock.
Oh.
Like a shiny rock.
Oh. So gem like gem in the holograms?
Exactly.
But they're...
They're okay. Rocks. Rock stars, right?
Yeah, but not the Misfits. They are the Misfits. Our songs are better. We are the Misfits. No?
They weren't rocks.
No. What a gem. Love the show Jeff. And every... Gem. And what a show... Oh, scheiße. Love the show and everything about Flula. I feel Alex is needing to loosen up, though. Oh, I didn't read the second half of this review until just now. Alex, I think this means you need to let your tomato flow.
Does it really say that?
Yes.
Yeah, good. I need to loosen up.
Okay.
I feel like the things are a little too loose around here, to be honest.
Okay, I know. I agree with you.
What would be me being more loose is what I want to know. That doesn't...
Listen, I don't know.
I'm not afraid of... negative feedback.
Perfect. Then you will love this one. I love it. Meditol says, I love everything about this podcast. I love Flula, comma. I love Alex, comma. I love the music, comma. And I love the guests. It's wonderful. Thank you for making all of the sounds and please don't ever stop. Hey.
Hey, I thought I was ready for some negative feedback.
I know,
feedback
I wanted to confuse you. Yeah, I did want to give you. It's like when it's like, hey, I'm going. Oh, take it.
Yeah, great.
No more?
Oh, it's like what?
Read one more.
Oh, you want me to read one?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Let me see here.
Thank you for these wonderful comments, guys. I love this. This is on iTunes. We're on iTunes.
Here's one. Boos Arnes says, boom, Flula hosts an interesting and humorous and very often odd podcast. Very fun.
Oh, I like this.
5 stars.
Oh, how many?
5.
Oh.
Out of?
I hope 4.
5.
Yeah, still good.
I never understood how people had 4.8 8 GPAs out of 4. I mean, it was explained to me, but my school just didn't do that.
I learned this because I wanted to understand it.
Yeah.
So if you, the average is always, if you receive an A, that's a 4.0.
Right.
One A. If you receive an A in an honoring class,
right,
that is a 5.0.
Right.
This is why.
Right. So but my school just didn't do that. So it always felt very unfair, even though we had AP classes and had honors classes and stuff like that. It just didn't rate it that way. So it always felt very unfair to me that other kids would be like, well, I have a 4.4. I'm like, we're not even playing the same game here. It felt very unfair. Like,
yeah.
You just, oh, let's just add extra numbers to the scale here.
Yeah.
See, you know.
I agree.
Great.
Boom time!
Wow. This has been quite an episode of Boom Time.
Oh, is this it?
This is it.
Oh, this was a wonderful episode,
right?
Alex.
I feel like I don't know. I don't remember the beginning of it.
Oh, yeah. You were in a haze.
Yeah.
But I think now before we leave, can we take 2-minute pause and make a footnote of our faces?
Oh, yeah. Footnote. Time. Play that footnote song.
Oh, Scheiße. Kevin has it.
Great.
Oh, you want a fresh footnote song?
Yeah. Play a fresh footnote song. A fresh footnote song.
Footnotes. Those are actually hoof notes because a horse was doing it.
Okay, so according to Britannica.com.
You didn't like that. You just.
Oh, I was just reading.
Oh, got it.
Sometimes I have to just ignore you in order to do other things.
Yeah, no, I understand.
It's not out of rudeness. I just have to. Otherwise, other things won't happen.
Yeah, totally.
Did you say something?
Hmm? Yeah, I said this. Footnotes.
Great, I love that.
Okay, go.
According to Britannica.com, the age-old question about whether a tomato is a fruit or vegetable. Has been answered.
And it's vegetable.
.. It's
vegetable.
Both.
Stop it.
Tomatoes are fruits that are considered vegetables by nutritionists. Botanically, a fruit is a ripened flower ovary and contains seeds. Tomatoes, plums, zucchinis, and melons are all edible fruits, but things like maple helicopters and floating dandelion puffs are fruits too.
Okay, excuse me, Beatles, Sgt. Pepper, Lonely Heart Club Band. What'd you say? Froakie helicopters?
I don't know, there's a lot of text.
This is
here.
Not, what did you say? Did you say Britannica or Birdtannica?
Basically, it seems like it's both.
So it's a fregetable.
Yeah, great. Glad we answered that.
What other footnote did we, do we have any, were there other footnotes?
I had one. It was, which number of movie was True Lies for Jamie Lee Curtis?
Oh, what?
You don't remember talking about Jamie Lee Curtis.
You're answering your own question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a footnote.
I would say 19.
Let's count. I don't know. It's too many to count. It was more than 4 or whatever I said.
Cool. Settled this debate. The internet was raging.
Do you know that she was the daughter of Tony Curtis? I felt 90% of the listeners probably knew that. I didn't know that.
Tony Curtis, the man who's like, oh, I like to sing and sing really good. That man?
Yeah, that guy.
Mm. And wait, so Michael Keaton killed Michael Douglas?
Time.
Hey guys, everyone, thank you for listening to another tasty Yum Yum episode of Boom Time. Please check us out in all the podcast locations. Radio.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and recently, Hubehau, which is only available in Moscow, Idaho. Did you know that, Alex?
Stop.
Okay. I was shimmying.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone. Subscribe. See you soon on another episode.
Bye, guys.
Oh, Alex.
Hey, see ya.
Woo. So enthusiast. Yeah.
Too much? Should we dial it back?
No.
Oh, okay.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Would we like that?
Yeah, it's good fun.
It's better. Okay. Boom, 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 boom. Time.